The Summer Without You by Karen Swan, read by Katie Scarfe. Chapter 1. We are not breaking up.
No? What else do you call disappearing halfway round the world for half a year without the person you've spent nearly half your life with?
Rowena Tipton did her best not to let the tears drop from her lashes, but her voice, sliding up to soprano, was just as telling. Not a half measure? Matt tried joking, before seeing the look he knew all too well that told him now wasn't the time. He rubbed her hands, which always felt so small in his. I call it a new beginning.
But why do we need a new beginning? We had one 11 years ago. I like our middle.
She hiccuped, letting her hair blow in front of her face as she stared back at him with her soulful, dark brown eyes. Doe eyes, he'd always said, willing him to see reason. But the omens weren't good. It would be so much easier to talk him out of this notion under a whimsical blue sky, clouds frolicking in the wind above them, and daisy chains round their wrists. It would mean her cleavage was out for a start. He could never get his way against that. But she was wrapped and swaddled, and the weather was as bleak as his words, the sky as grey as an old towel, the ancient oaks that stood around them like elders, still bare and budless. Everything seemed lifeless and spent. She strained to hear the first birds of spring on their return migration, scanned the clodded ground for flowers, but the daffodils had made a poor showing this year, the bluebells not yet pushing their sharp green tips above the earth. It was mid-March, but nature seemed suspended. The dormancy had a scattering effect, every bit as effective as a gunshot, and the park was deserted, driving families inside to huddle round the last of the winter fires and leaving the unseen sun to slip from the sky for another day. Matt tucked her hair behind her ear, his hand cupping her head so that she could rest her cheek against his palm. His tone, when he spoke, was calming, his eyes steady upon hers. Because our middle is flabby. We're in a rut, baby. We need to freshen things up.
Which is code for see other people, you mean?
No, that is not what I mean. This is not a breakup, Ro.
What is it, then? You have to call it something. It's not something without a name. Nothing's anything without a name. I mean, how will I explain to people?
It's a pause. She blinked at him, her lashes dewy with poised tears.
A pause?
Before we commit to each other for the rest of our lives, it's a pause, an opportunity for us both to be selfish for the last time.
But I like being unselfish,
she wailed. Matt nodded, as though he'd predicted every one of her responses. I know you do. It's one of the things I'll miss about you. But I also want to miss you, Ro. I want to feel that... He shrugged, reaching for the word. I don't know, that yearning for you again. And I can't if we're lying together in the same bed every night and sitting on the same park bench in the same park every Sunday morning.
So you have got tired of me.
The wail was replaced with a wobble. No, he laughed, exasperated. His hand dropped from her cheek and he sat back, draping his arms over the bench and looking out over the ham corner of Windsor Great Park. The wind blew Rose tangled, not brown, not blonde hair across her face again as she studied his profile. It was a face she knew almost better than her own. The one that had excited her when she'd seen it for the first time among the university library stacks. The one that had soothed her when she hadn't got the 2-1 she'd craved and needed to win a scholarship on the postgraduate photography course that was otherwise financially out of reach. The one that made her laugh with its impressive eyebrow flexibility. How could she not see this face? Those blue eyes with the halo of fire round the pupils. The crooked smile that veered left, the cleft chin she could almost rest her thumb in,